Good evening, hier ist Gerd Pellegrini auf Radio Soul. Schön, dass Sie mit dabei sind. Jetzt ist es wieder soweit, etwas verspätet. Ted Mars, Out of This World Radio Show hier live aus Amerika. Und ich freue mich schon zu erfahren, wo heute Ted Mars zu Hause ist. Also normalerweise sendet er aus Seattle und wo er heute sendet, das werden wir gleich erfahren. Ich begrüße ihn recht herzlich über diese Zoom-Leitung, mit dabei auch Saskia und auch einige Studiogäste. Ja, aber jetzt ein paar Sekunden hier, The Water Song zur Einstimmung unserer Signation für Ted Mars, Out of This World Radio Show.
Mizu no hoshi光の川を越えて Milky Way 人はなぜ地球に来たのどこから
die Opening Melody, Water Song hier für Ted Ma. Ted, it's your show now. I give it to you. The microphone is yours. Hi, welcome. Where are you right now?
Right now, my friend, I am in Northern Asia. And how do you pronounce, I want to be respectful. How do you pronounce
Valida.
Valida? Valida? Yes. Okay. Kosumovo, is that the name?
Kekotsmovi.
Kekotsmovi. Okay, yes. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah, Arizona, wo haben wir berichtet?
So, Ted.
Okay.
Wir hören auch so. Wieder der Facebook auch diese Show sich anschauen. Ted oder Saskia, wo ist denn diese Facebook-Seite? Wo findet man diese Seite?
Out of the World Radio. Mhm. Out of the World Radio. Dort kann man mitschauen jetzt.
Dann sehen wir unsere schönen Gesichter.
Okay, I feel that we talk better and have a better connection. So good. Okay.
Also Ted ist noch sich am Einrichten etwas. Wir sind noch ein bisschen spät dran heute. Es ist halt alles etwas holprig, aber es geht langsam.
Okay.
Langsam kommt man.
Cute.
Ja. Ja. Yeah, I think we're almost ready to go.
Ganz fun. Ganz fantastisch.
Ted, you got to send me a copy of that intro song.
I will. I sure will. I sure will. Okay. Well, thanks so much, everyone. I'm in beautiful Hopi reservation right now, and I have some special guests with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Valida Sydney. I am from Kekotsmovi, from Hopi, Arizona. Nice to meet all of you.
Hi. Yeah.
So I'm excited to meet Ted here and to join in on the radio talk show today. Thank you.
And Mark, you want to introduce yourself too? Pull the mask down if you can.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mark Talarantua. I'm the community service administrator here for the village of Kekotsmovi. Really proud to have you all here. And thank you so much for all your contributions that you've provided in the past. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll let it's being translated into German, so let her translate.
Okay. Also wir haben jetzt gerade zwei Hopi-Indianer kennengelernt. Ich habe den Namen nicht verstanden von der Dame. Und der Mann war der Mark, wenn ich richtig verstanden habe. Er ist am Hopi-Reservat. Der Name ist, what's the name of where he works?
Community services at Kekotsmovi.
Kekotsmovi
in northern Arizona. It's the tribal headquarters of the Hopi, beautiful Hopi people.
How to remember it.
Also, im Hopi Reservat, wunderbar. Schön. Die sind heute auch unsere Gäste unter anderem.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks. And I have a very special program today. I'm going to be interviewing my good friend Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth in a few minutes. But since I'm here in Hopi, I wanted to introduce my Hopi friends. And we've been fundraising for clean water and food for the Hopi now for the 3 years, I think. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
3 years.
The past 3 years. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Yeah. I met you like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, but it was a year before that. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
And go ahead if you want to translate, Saskia. Thanks. So.
Okay. Also, wir sind, Ted ist heute, wie gesagt, im Hopi Reservat in Arizona. Und wir haben unter anderem heute wieder Billy und seinen Vater Soha aus der Hohen Erde dabei. Und da Ted heute bei den Hopis ist, wollen wir auch gerne mit beiden mal mit zwei Hopi-Indianern sprechen. Ted sammelt seit 2-3 Jahren Wasser, reines Wasser, gesundes Wasser und Lebensmittel für die Hopi-Indianer. Und das basiert wiederum auf Spendengeldern von sehr vielen, die mittlerweile sich daran beteiligt haben.
A lot of the water supplies here on Hopi are contaminated with radiation from mining activities.
Das Wasserreservoir bei den Hopi-Indianern ist kontaminiert ist radioaktiv aufgrund der Minen, die dort vorhanden sind und den Abbau, der vorgenommen wird.
And with the statistics that men sometimes only live to 44 and women 54.
Und aufgrund dieses verseuchten Wassers leben die Frauen bis zu 40 women and 54?
54 Jahre.
Und dann 54 und Männer 44 Jahre sogar nur alt.
So we've been raising money since 2018 to pay for water filters.
Das heißt, wir sammeln seit 2018 Geld für Wasserfilter.
And on my own, I work with Leon McLaughlin of Seattle, this nonprofit, and Martha Childress. So we all work together on this, for funds for the Hopi.
Und Ted arbeitet zusammen mit Leon McLaughlin, der auch schon bei uns auf der Show war, zweimal dabei, auch eine Nonprofit-Organisation, die in Zusammenarbeit Wasserfilter für die Hopi-Indianer zur Verfügung stellen.
Okay, I now remember. I made a mistake on the 1.5, but I can explain here.
Okay.
Yeah, Leon McLaughlin just got a grant of $500,000 for the Hopi.
Leon McLaughlin hat jetzt gerade erst 1,5 Millionen Dollar erhalten.
And what they'll pay for is clean water filters for free for as many Hopi and Navajo families as possible, so they can drink clean water.
Und dieses Geld wird investiert in Wasserfilter für Familien, die daraufhin eben jetzt gesundes, reines Wasser erhalten.
And we have a company that manufactures the water filters at their cost, which is $125. So nobody takes 100% of all the monies go right to the water filters. It's all volunteer work. Everybody's volunteer. So.
Und es gibt eine Fabrik, die Wasserfilter herstellt für $125. Also alles geht direkt von der Fabrik zu den Hopi-Internen. Alles ist basiert auf freiwilligen Arbeit.
And then separately through my show here, and my show out of BBS was in San Francisco and now Texas, I've raised, I don't know, I've lost track, $60,000? I'm not sure. More or less, maybe more, I'm not sure.
$60,000?
Yeah, $60,000.
Mithilfe dieser Radioshows und auch auf BBS hat Ted mittlerweile $60,000 zusammengebracht durch Spendengelder.
And then we work with my friend Martha in Sedona, and we get contributions for food as well. And we'd like to do that today as well. We get money in for that too.
Und sie erhalten ebenfalls viel Geld für Nahrungsmittel für die Hopi-Indianer. Also auch da wird viel Geld gesammelt.
Because during the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, things were shut down and people didn't have access to food, so especially the elderly.
Yeah.
So,
Aufgrund der Pandemie ist vieles geschlossen worden und die Hopi-Indianer, vor allem auch Ältere, hatten keinen Zugang mehr zu Nahrungsmitteln.
They can go to my website and make a contribution there, and I can give it directly over to Valletta. You know, whatever comes in. That's outofthisworldreadings.com if they want to make a contribution there.
Unter outofthisworldreadings.com kann man gerne etwas spenden, Geld spenden, und das Geld wird dann 1:1 direkt an Martha in Sirona weitergeleitet, an die Hopi-Indianer.
Or can make a contribution to your, okay, if you could.
Yes.
Take, yeah, come on over and just tell me the website or how to get a hold of you there.
Yeah, right now we're in the process of generating a website, so we don't have an official website just yet. But our office is open Monday through Friday, and you can definitely contact us here at the office, and we can provide that number later on.
Okay, great. What about winter clothes? Like, do you guys need sweaters and coats and that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. Coats. Okay. It's looking to be like a harsh winter coming up.
Really?
It's already getting pretty chilly than average. So we're looking to have a pretty chilly winter, I'm thinking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
good.
So definitely that would help our elders.
Yeah, I got some in my car, actually.
I was supposed to
come here. Oh, wow.
A year ago
or more. About a year and a half ago. And then the scandemic hit and everything was canceled. So I finally made it back down now. So anyway, but you can just write me at outofthisworld 1150@gmail.com, and I'll put you in touch with both of you people.
Yes.
So.
Also, es werden auch Sachen benötigt, Wintersachen vor allen Dingen jetzt, und da kann man gerne auch eine Mail schreiben an Ted at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Right. Dankeschön. But they're beautiful people, and I think we should do everything we can to help them. And so far, we've been very successful in getting monies in for them, and I want that to continue. So.
Also, wer gerne daran teilhaben möchte, unterstützen möchte, kann dies gerne tun. Es ist viel passiert mittlerweile, und es war bisher erfolgreich, und es soll auch so weitergehen mit Unterstützung.
Wonderful. Would you like to say anything else today?
Sure. Hi, this is Valletta Sidney, and I just really want to say thank you for all the donations that were sent since the beginning of the pandemic. All cleaning items were used and appreciated. We were able to, at the village, distribute to probably every household here in Kekotsuvi. And I want to say there's at least maybe about 250 homes. So that was given to everyone, also food. It was a very scarce time. A year ago, elderly weren't able to get to the store. We didn't have our vaccines. And it was pretty hard for them to go into the store, you know, and we didn't want them to, catch the COVID during that time. So that really helped out. We had safety precautions at the time, how to distribute to them, and we're still doing that today. There's actually a food distribution going on right now, today. So any donations that you could send to us will be greatly appreciated. Of course, we always give to the elderly first and families who are in need. We know one another here, so they're our first priority, and we make sure that they get those necessities directly to them. But I really appreciate everything that you have done. Thank you, Ted, for being our good friend to us Hopi people here. And I know he also works with the water situation, getting filters and everything else. So it is all greatly appreciated. And I'm so thankful to have met all of you here and come to Hopi. Hope to have you as a visitor here. come out and visit. It's a beautiful area. And hopefully our hotel is open soon. I think it is, but you're welcome to come out. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Also, kurz zusammengefasst, das ist ein Dankeschön an alle Spenden und Spender, die auch während der Zeit jetzt der Pandemie seit letzten Jahres viel unterstützt haben, nicht nur auch Reinigungsmittel und so weiter, sondern auch vor allen Dingen Essen und Nahrungsmittel für die Älteren. Und ja, ein großes Dankeschön an alle Spender und jeder ist natürlich auch gern eingeladen, mal die Hobby zu besuchen.
Okay, great. And I'll let Mark give a few more words as well.
Hi, just want to say thank you as well. Really do appreciate on behalf of the village, our elderlies and our youth, you know, definitely all the individuals who benefited from your contributions. And I really want to thank Valita as well for making this connection prior to me coming here and working for the village. You know, without that connection, we wouldn't be sitting here today. We're definitely still trying to get assistance out to our community members, our elders, our youth. Anything definitely helps, as you can, as you know, we're pretty out rural wise. So anything that makes it our way is benefit to the community as a whole. So I really, again, from the bottom of our hearts, appreciate your help and assistance. Thank you for crying.
Okay, great, great, my friends. That's wonderful. One thing I learned many years ago when I'll let you translate, sorry.
Ja, also auch hier nochmal kurz zusammengefasst, nur auch er bedankt sich sehr für all die Unterstützung, für die Spendengelder und so weiter, die eingegangen sind. Und ja, er hofft, dass es sich weiter auch ausbauen kann, die Gemeinschaft. Eine Webseite ist wohl im Aufbau. Und auch die wird dann demnächst zur Verfügung stehen.
One of the things that I learned many years ago when I lived in India is that regardless of your skin color, race, religion, or where you're from, we're all one. And we all have that God within us. And that's why we should love and care for each other, because we are in fact all one. Thanks so much.
Was Ted in Indien gelernt hat, mal vor langer Zeit, oder vertiefen konnte, besser gesagt, ist, dass egal welcher Hautfarbe wir angehören, welche Religion, woher wir auch stammen, wir sind alle eins und wir haben alle Gott in uns, in unseren Herzen und wir sollten uns gegenseitig jederzeit unterstützen.
That'd be great. If you want, stay around a few more minutes. I'd love to talk to some Hopi elders today, if you have any. Okay, great. Just let me know. Here's my card. Anyway, I'm getting a little distracted. So I want to welcome my good friend, Billy. He's been so patient waiting here for the past 7 hours to talk. Thanks, Billy, for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Billy.
Hello. Hey. How are you?
Thanks.
See you.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
Billy, I know there's lots to talk about. We could talk about a lot of different things today. Which way would you like to first talk about today? Maybe the ascension, what's going on here around the planet?
Well, people are ascending every minute because of the jab.
Okay.
And the vaccine.
Yeah. Okay.
According to my father, someone ascends every single minute.
Really? Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
So people are ascending.
Wow.
The term you use would be they're dying, but it's actually they're ascending because no one dies.
Sure.
My father also has a message for the Hopi people.
Okay.
That when the Agartans come to the surface after the their waters will be cleansed. There will be no more radiation in the water. There'll be no more suffering going on in that area of the world, because the Hopi people are a sacred people.
Yeah.
And the area of emergence that they will be coming up is what's called as the Sisapapu, sacred area of the Grand Canyon. I'm sure she knows what I'm talking about.
I do. Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I talked with an elder. I forgot what his name was, but he was a very, very old elder. And he has a map of the entrance at Sisapapu that goes into the subterranean city of Agartha.
Really? Wow.
And he has the map to do for that. Very old gentleman. We went to his house a few years ago. Okay. And the moment he saw me, he knew me.
Really? Wow.
The moment he laid eyes on me, he knew who I was.
Wow. Wow.
And ask her how to say Zareya in their language.
Okay. Zareya?
Zareya.
Yeah.
Zareya, I think, is
that's my real name.
Okay. That's his real name.
Zareya.
She'll have to ask around on that one.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just that we don't really have we only know our own the language, and we don't, like, if we have special names, like it, like even to say Christopher and Hopi is just not possible.
Mm-hmm. Can you say Ted and Hopi?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me anything you like as long as it's pleasant.
So. Okay.
How about, can you say Saskia in Hopi language?
No.
No, Gerhard?
No. We will refer to it as exactly the way it is
in
our language.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Well, that's a beautiful story.
Thank you, Billy. Very much.
It's not a story, it's a fact.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
Our water will be pure.
Cleansed. We'll be made pure.
I don't want to give Saskia too much work to do, because she's translating into German. So always like a half sorry hour later, that. I remembered
yeah.
it.
Sorry about that, Saskia.
Okay, also starte ich jetzt mal von vorn. Die Frage an Ted, von Ted an Billy war, wo sich kurz zum Aufstieg äußern möchte. Und er sagt, es steigen jeden Moment. Aufgrund der Impfung steigen Menschen auf. Wir sagen hier sterben, aber es stirbt eigentlich keiner, es stirbt niemand, sondern jeder steigt auf. Und laut Soha jede Minute steigen Menschen auf. Und Soha hat eine Botschaft an die Hopi-Indianer, und zwar, dass nach der galaktischen Ankündigung alles Wasser im Hopi-Reservat gereinigt sein wird, sauber sein wird, frei sein wird von Radioaktivität. Es wird kein Leid mehr geben. Und die Hopi selber sind ja ein sehr heiliges Volk. Sie befinden sich in einem heiligen Gebiet im Grand Canyon. Und Billy selber hat mal einen Älteren getroffen, einen Hopi-Älteren. Der hatte eine Karte bei sich, und da war zu sehen, ein Eingang zur Innererde, zu einer Stadt in Agartha. Genau, das war jetzt mal kurz zusammengefasst.
I have to tell you, my vibrations are very high today.
Oh, I know that.
And I haven't been using any.
You haven't been using what?
I haven't been using any drugs or alcohol. And my vibrations are very high today.
They better be.
What you doing?
I went to Mount Shasta for 2 weeks, then Sedona for a week, and now I'm at Hopi. So I've been just going up there somewhere.
Wow.
You came, you came here too. So
I came here. That's true. I came here to. That's right. That's right. So.
Also Ted ist sehr hoch in seiner Schwingung. Er war jetzt 2 Wochen in Mount Shasta, jetzt 1 Woche in Sedona, jetzt bei den Hopi-Indianern. Also er fühlt sich, glaube ich, als würde er irgendwo schweben. Schön.
Yeah, and then this morning I went swimming in this beautiful river. It was a small stream with trout swimming around me. And the water was cold, but I didn't care. It just felt so good.
Wow.
That was in Sedona.
Oak Creek.
Oh, absolutely. Oak. You read my mind.
Yeah.
You must be psychic. Yeah, Oak Creek. Yeah, so. Very pretty place.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah. And then when I was at Shasta, about 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I was in this waterfall, and one of the group photographed, took a picture of me. My whole body turned white. And they said I had ascended already. So
you what?
That they said I had shifted into the higher dimensions.
Oh, we'd like to see that picture.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'll send it to you, Billy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I should put it up on the screen, but I've been camping a lot, and I haven't had access to the computer every day. So this is a treat for me to have an internet connection. So
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Billy, let me ask you this, my friend. Oh, I should let Saskia translate a little bit.
Gerade erzählt, dass er heute war das, in einem Bach geschwommen ist. Es ist zwar kalt, aber er ist gerade wirklich da, wo wir gerne alle auch sein würden wollen. Und letzte Woche oder vor einer Weile war in einem Wasserfall, hat man ein Foto von ihm gemacht und da war ein richtiger Weißschein um ihn herum. Und ihm wurde gesagt, dass er also schon im Aufstieg ist oder auch vielleicht sogar schon dahin gekommen ist, wo wir alle noch nachziehen werden. Genau, also ihm geht super. Sehr schön zu sehen.
So it's really been a nice change to get away from the world in a way and think about good things, about the future, and not have to be concerned about day-to-day events in the media. So
es ist sehr schön, dass man mal weg ist aus dem Weltgeschehen und mal nur bei sich sein kann und sich mit sich und auch der Zukunft mehr beschäftigen kann, anstatt mit all dem, was uns momentan eben hier im Außen so begegnet.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, Billy, how soon do you think all these restrictions and the pandemic has been going on, when do you think, will this end soon, do you think? What do you think, my friend?
Yes, it's definitely going to be coming to an end here very, very shortly.
Okay.
Because the American people and also around the world are starting to stand up to the government.
Okay.
They're saying enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And so there's a movement going on right now in America. All major cities where the people are saying enough is enough.
Sure.
And so, and they're telling their governor and they're telling their mayors that they're not going to put up with it anymore, and to stop the foolishness and reopen their cities.
Mm. Sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Die Frage jetzt war, wann sieht Billy ein Ende von all dem? Und er meint sehr bald, denn nicht nur in den USA, sondern weltweit stehen die Menschen mittlerweile auf. Sie gehen auf die Straße und sagen, genug ist genug. Und gerade in den USA ist eine Bewegung in Gang. In allen Hauptstädten sind Menschen jetzt unterwegs, die sich diesem System jetzt entgegenstellen.
And Biden has already been issued a proclamation by the new republic to step down or else.
Really?
The new republic, you said?
Yes. The restored republic. Restored republic.
Die wiederhergestellte Republik. Is it already installed, or is it there, or is it already working somehow?
It's already working in the shadows, so to speak. But here, very shortly, Trump will be stepping back in.
Has it to do with Canada?
I don't know about Canada. I know Canada also has a republic that was also discontinued back in the past. I think they're being reestablished as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, Billy spricht gerade von dieser neuen Republik, die wieder eingeführt wird, hat man schon gesprochen, dass die auch ausgerufen wird, dann offiziell, mittlerweile aber schon arbeitet, aber mehr im Schatten sein, noch nicht offiziell, aber sie ist am Worken schon, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, and is there more or less a date when Trump will come back, or is he coming back, or?
He will be stepping back into office, but he will be also bringing the new new Republic president with him.
Okay.
And the new Republic president is a female Native American.
Mm-hmm. English. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Also Trump wird zurückkommen, aber er kommt zurück, um die neue Präsidentin, die eine Präsidentin indigenen Ursprungs ist. Die wird er dann ausrufen oder bekannt geben. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is going to happen this year?
I don't know if it's going to happen this year or the first quarter of next year, but I know that it's supposed to, they've already, the Galactic Disclosure is also slated to happen before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go ahead and translate.
Also die galaktische Ankündigung soll auch vor Ende des Jahres passieren.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead, Ted.
Well, I've heard the old saying, Billy, that the darkest hour is just before dawn. And it almost feels like that in many ways around the world.
Yeah.
Things are really tough, you know.
Yeah. You know, the French people are going, I've already told the French government that if they don't get their act in order, they will overthrow them.
Also,
so, mm-hmm. But they've already been issued a warning from the French people.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Also in Frankreich ist momentan, was Ted sagt, ist es sehr sehr schwierig weltweit. Also die dunkelste Stunde sozusagen bevor Sonnenaufgang. Dort befinden wir uns jetzt. Und in Frankreich sind wohl die Franzosen, die sich jetzt gegen die Regierung gestellt haben und gesagt haben, dass sie eben sozusagen die Regierung jetzt im Ultimatum gestellt haben, dass sie eben so nicht mehr weitermachen wollen.
I did some time travel and I've seen where Macron, I think is the president of France, is executed by guillotine sometime next year.
Mm-hmm. Ted sagt, er hat
that was the French people had in the proclamation told him that if he does not straighten out his country, he will be beheaded.
Yeah.
French people said that?
Yes.
Okay. Also Ted hat gesagt, er hat eine Zeitreise gemacht und gesehen, dass Macron nächstes Jahr hingerichtet werden soll. Die Franzosen selber haben dem Präsidenten angedroht, sollte er nicht zurücktreten, dann soll er geköpft werden.
Okay. Yeah, that's what the death penalty in France is, a guillotine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay.
They almost have the genes of the 1798 revolution, Vive la France. Now they remember, their souls remember. They're not forgetting, you know, what they had to do, and they'll do it again too.
They'll do it again.
Yeah, and they also helped inspire the American Revolution too. And it's because of French support we were able to beat back the British. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also die Franzosen, die wie in 1789 die französische Revolution angeführt haben und jetzt wieder umsetzen, so inspirieren sie vielleicht durch ihre Art auch zum Beispiel die Amerikaner und erinnern sie daran, was zur amerikanischen Revolution alles möglich war und stattgefunden hat, was das Volk getan hat, umsetzen konnte. Mm-hmm.
Where I sit now, Billy, I'm about 10-15 minutes away from Prophecy Rock here on the reservation.
Okay.
Where are you away from?
Prophecy Rock.
The Prophecy. Ted befindet sich in der Nähe des des Steins der Vorhersage oder Prophezeiung.
And I'm going to go up there this afternoon after the show and connect with the ancient spirits and see what they have to say.
Und er wird heute
Very good.
Klettern und schauen, was Spirit zu sagen hat.
There's two lines on the rock. Go ahead, Billy. Yeah.
When you meet with the Hopi elders, I don't know if that would be the young Hopi elders or the elder elders.
Yeah.
But, you know, the young ones are not too, how do I put this, informed about Hollow Earth and things like that. But the elder elders, the real elders, are.
Okay. Well,
so I don't know if you what elders you're going to meet with, but if you were to meet with the one that I met with, you would be fascinated, I'm sure.
Well, I put out the word. I know of one, if I can reach him, but I know I'll be getting the real McCoy this afternoon, so to speak.
And what's his name?
Well, the one is Vernon Musbayaspa. But he was in Scottsdale. He must be close to 80. Nice fellow. But I don't know whether he's around. I know he's doing some dances in Scottsdale. So I don't know if he's back yet. Either today or tomorrow he'll be back. But I'll put the word out. You know, I'll see who I can find today. So.
Yeah. You want to get the original elders. You don't want to... The young ones are not familiar with the... with the origin of the Native American people.
Sure, right.
As you know, the Native American people, all of them came from Hollow Earth anyway.
Interesting.
Wow, really? Also wir haben gerade nochmal, Billy hat gerade zu Ted gemeint, wenn er sich mit dem Älteren trifft, dann sollen das wirklich die Älteren sein, der Hopi-Indianer, nicht die neuere Generation. Die haben nicht dieses Wissen wie die Älteren. Die Älteren wissen noch um die hohle Erde. Und alle Kultur, also Indianer oder diese Völker kommen alle aus der hohlen Erde.
Vernon talks all the time about Saipop. Saipop in the Grand Canyon.
He lives here.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. He talks all the time about Saipop. He knows quite a bit about it. So
yeah.
Saipop.
We were supposed to go there with the guide when we were there before, but something came up and they weren't able to do it.
Oh, too bad.
But had I been able to go there, there would have been a guide there.
Nice. Wow.
And Saipop was the place where you have to portal to Hollow Earth or to Inner Earth?
Not a portal. It's an entrance.
Entrance.
Okay. Yeah. Vernon.
It will take you to the subterranean city of Agartha.
Okay.
And then from Agartha, you can get a shuttle and go all the way into Hollow Earth.
I see. Wow. Interesting.
And I just walk into it and that's it and I'm there?
Or? Well, it's a little bit more entailed because your guides are Hopi. They're not regular guides. Mm-hmm. And the Hopi Indians, they have to get clearance by the Council of Nine and to do that. So, and we were supposed to meet with them when we were there before, but something came up and we weren't able to do it. Mm-hmm.
Do you need your gold, platinum, silver, diamond studded credit card?
Oh, hush.
Sorry. All right.
A bit of information. The Hopis do not recognize the US government at all.
Good.
Great.
None of the reservations recognize the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
but the Hopis especially. Mm-hmm. Another thing, when you go into a Hopi village, you better not be taking pictures. They do not like the signs as you enter into the village. No cameras allowed.
Well,
right.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I do know that. Yeah, I do know that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, also wir sollten, es ging jetzt mal zum einen um den Eingang, wenn ich es richtig sehe, Papp, gibt es einen Eingang zur Innererde, zu den Städten von Agartha und von dort aus könnte man dann weiter zur Hohlen Erde reisen. Dort wird man aber nur, gelangt man mit einem Hopi-Führer hin und der Rat der Neuen muss dem auch zustimmen. Das war das eine jetzt zu dem Eingang nochmal. Und das andere war jetzt, was Billy sagt, keine Kameras sind erlaubt in Hopi-Dörfern. Dort sollte man keine Fotos machen.
Ja, Fotos not allowed.
Why not?
Because it's their belief is that if a picture's taken, their soul is robbed. So they don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and
true.
Is it true? Is it true that the soul is robbed when somebody takes the picture?
It's taken from them, yes.
Okay. I have like 1,000 photos of myself. So what?
Well, no, I'm talking about the Hopi belief.
Okay.
In their culture, and when you take a picture of them, it robs them of their soul.
Wow.
Okay. So they do not want anyone to take your picture.
Wow.
At all. Okay.
Also ein Hobby-Glaube ist, dass eben wenn man ein Foto macht, ein Teil der Seele rausgerissen wird und deswegen möchten sie das nicht.
Mhm. Okay. Wow. Isn't that amazing? And here we in the West, we put our pictures sometimes all over the place. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Not the Hopi, though.
No.
No, 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 no.
I can't
they're
tell
very,
you.
Very, very, they're wonderful people, and they are very much in touch with nature.
Nice. Yes, they are. Absolutely. I can't tell
they're you. Very, they are very much in touch with nature.
Wow. Also, Hopi and Tiana sind sehr verbunden mit Natur.
It's yeah, like, whenever they build, they always ask permission to build.
Mm-hmm.
If a tree is cut down, they always ask the tree permission first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you know they're in touch with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Also, bevor sie etwas bauen, fragen sie um Erlaubnis. Die Natur, ob sie bauen, etwas bauen dürfen, bevor sie einen Baum fällen, fragen sie den Baum um Erlaubnis. Also das ist ihre absolute Verbundenheit mit Natur.
I can't tell you how special this is today, to be able to broadcast from here, a place that I consider one of the most sacred spots on planet Earth, with Billy, of course, Saskia and Gerhard, very special, beautiful people too. Because mm-hmm. the vibrations here are very high, very, very high. And it feels
of
so
of course good. They are.
Yeah. So.
Also sehr besonders sagt Ted gerade, dass er heute diese Radioshow so machen kann, er dort an diesem heiligen Ort mit einer sehr hohen Schwingung und jetzt eben heute zusammen mit Billy, der eben sich auch mal zu den Hopi heute direkt äußern kann. Sehr, sehr schön.
The Hopi people are more in touch with God than anyone else.
Die Hopi-Indianer sind mehr mit Gott verbunden als irgendjemand anders.
Mm-hmm. Just.
Is it? Can we compare it to the Aborigines? Are they the same?
The Aborigines are. You know, very interesting information about the Aborigines. The Australians think that the Aborigines are savages, mm-hmm. but yet the Aborigines can talk to by telepathy. Can the Australians do that?
Maybe it seems like it, you know. Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. Also ich habe ihn gerade gefragt, sind die Hopi auch vergleichbar mit den Aborigines in Australien? Und die Australier selber denken ja, dass die Aborigines wilde sind. Sind sie aber keinesfalls. Sie sind zum Beispiel in der Lage, telepathisch sich zu unterhalten. Welcher Australier, also die in Australien leben, können das jetzt von sich groß behaupten? Die haben noch ganz andere Fähigkeiten.
So, wie Aborigines. So who really is the savages?
Right.
That's good. That's a good point. Yeah.
I know that the Aborigines are in contact with the Pleiades. They are in constant contact, and they meet with them in this holy sacred mountain, Uhululu, or I don't know
his name. Ayers Rock, yeah, Uluru.
They meet there with Pleiades, for example, with Stormont, yes. They call them.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Hopi do the same. when I went to Australia and got out at the airport, when I got out there, and there's all these taxis were lined up, and I saw a taxi off in the catacorner, way off in the corner. And I raised my hand to them like this. And the person came over, the taxi that was way in the back, and pulled up there, and I started walking over to it, and these other taxi drivers saying, "Where are you going? We're the ones in line." They go, I said, "Can you speak with telepathy?" They go, "What?" I said, "Can you speak with telepathy? Because I made contact with this Aborigine driver before I even landed. So can you talk to me with telepathy?" And they looked at me like I was nuts. And I got in the car with the Aborigine driver, and off we went.
That is so funny. Wow.
Also Billy hat gerade erzählt, er ist, als er die Australien besucht hat und aus dem Flughafen kam, hat er die lange Taxireihe gesehen und er streckt den Arm raus und es kommt von, ich glaube, von irgendwo ein Auto, ein Taxi an und alle anderen fangen natürlich an zu meckern und sagen, nee, hier ist eine Reihe, geht immer der Reihe nach und Billy sagt dann zu den Taxifahrern, könnt ihr euch telepathisch unterhalten? Und alle gucken, die gucken ihn natürlich an und sagen, was will er denn? Und ich kann mich telepathisch unterhalten mit dem einen Aborigines, der hier Taxi fährt und ich habe mich mit dem schon unterhalten, als ich noch im Flugzeug saß, dass er mich jetzt hier abholt.
Billy,
they were kind of standing there, were scratching their heads, wondering what the heck guy had said.
Billy, you would have been.
Were we able to communicate like that?
Well, there's a process to communicating with telepathy. First, you go out and you put your back up against a tree, and you put your feet, your bare feet, flat on the ground. And you get in contact with the tree first.
Okay.
Once you've made contact with the tree and you can communicate back and forth, then you go to the animal kingdom. You know, like your birds and your squirrels and your rabbits and stuff like that. Once you're able to do that, then you go to the higher form of life form, which is known as man. Because their attention span is usually about 5 or 10 minutes. Whereas then you learn to communicate with the human.
Okay.
But it's a process to learn. You go first, you make contact with the tree and get the squirrels and the rabbits. Then you attempt to make contact with your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, That's how it works, but you have to be committed to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Translate.
Yep. Meine Frage war, wie können wir alle, wie kann man das denn lernen, telepathisch sich zu unterhalten? Wie geht das denn? Und man beginnt am besten damit, sich mit dem Rücken an einen Baum
zu
stellen, barfuß, die Füße auf dem Boden, mit dem Rücken zum Baum und mit dem Baum in Verbindung gehen. Immer wieder üben. Also man muss es wirklich wollen. Es ist dieses Wollen, die in die Absicht gehen, es zu wollen. Wenn dies gelingt, diese Kommunikation mit diesem Baum, dann geht man weiter und zwar ins Tierreich mit Vögeln, mit Eichhörnchen, mit all dem, was einen da irgendwo umgibt. Wenn das dann gelingt, dann kann man das versuchen mit den Menschen, vielleicht mit der Familie erstmal, mit den eigenen Kindern oder mit einem Freund oder Freundin. Also dass man das immer mehr ausdehnt und sich das einfach übt. Das ist wieder das ist so eine Sache. Übung macht den Meister. Es ist wie ein Muskel und je mehr man ihn trainiert, desto größer wird er. Und ja, und die Absicht dahinter ist wichtig. Great. Yeah. Great. Okay.
Yeah. I have on occasion been able to communicate with Jane with telepathy. Wow. But it has to be a committed thing. You don't just up and do it. You have to prepare yourself to do it.
Okay, how do I prepare myself?
Oh, the process, and like
process
I said.
What you said before, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like I said before. And once you've done that, and you're in tune with your companion,
oh, yeah.
Then you'll be able to communicate with telepathy.
And if I'm going to do that with my daughter, for example,
yeah.
And she wouldn't know about it, that I'm trying to communicate with her, telepathy.
No, you need to let her know that you want to attempt telepathic communication. And the both parties have to be committed. And
one about healing the cedar.
Ted, show them how to purify water.
Okay. There's two ways. There's two ways that I know of. This thanks to
no Billy. The way with your hands.
Yes, I know that. These are one is like this, correct?
Well, it's like that.
So you have a vortex in this part of your here
between your underneath your thumb,
right?
And that goes through the glass into the palm of the other hand,
right? Like this.
Like that. Mm-hmm. And you can purify water, your tap water that comes out of your tap.
Okay. Okay.
As the water comes out, you can't have your hands like that. And even the water in where you're at in Hopi, the Hopi land area, they can purify the water as it comes out of the tap.
Yes.
Also wir reden gerade wieder über diese Reinigungstechnik, also die was wir schon mal hatten mit Billy, wie wir das Wasser reinigen können.
Your hand should be flat on your like that, and your other hand should be you tilt your wrist to where the opening underneath the thumb is going through the palm of the other hand, like that.
Okay.
That will purify whatever you eat or drink in between your hands.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You feel the energy already.
On the northern hemisphere, it's with the right hand it's like this.
And northern then, like that, and then in the southern hemisphere,
the southern
opposite.
Hemisphere, it has to be the other way around. Okay.
Other way, yes.
Okay. No, my children, they know how to do it. I have told them like 3 years ago how to do this.
Yes.
They're doing it, and they're showing it to their friends. And
yeah, it's very remarkable.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I demonstrated that ability when I went to a bar one time, mm-hmm. and a friend of mine was trying to get me drunk, and so he put six beers in front of me, and I did my technique on each beer before I drank it. After the sixth beer, they were looking at me kind of funny, and I said, do you feel drunk? And I go, no, should I? And the bartender says, well, in that case, have a shot of white lightning. So I had a shot of white lightning, you know, after I treated it, and had no effect on me whatsoever. So it took the alcohol content out of the beer and out of the white lightning. So, and then I went to go home. I got stopped by the police. The police thought they had a DUI, driving under the influence. And they put a breath analyzer on me, and it came up zero count.
No.
Translate.
Yep. How long did you do this on each bottle there?
About a minute.
About a minute, okay. Also Billy hat uns gerade mal eine schöne Story von sich erzählt. Er hat dieses mit diesem Reinigung des Wassers folgendermaßen gemacht, mal in einer Bar. Und zwar hat er dort 6 Bierflaschen vor sich gehabt und bei jeder Bierflasche hat er also eine Minute lang seine Hände so gehalten. Und nach den 6 Bieren hat er so gefragt worden, und merkst du schon was? Und er hat gesagt, nee, gar nichts. Und dann hat er noch was Technik angewandt. Und also er war auch danach nicht betrunken. Als er aus der Bar raus ist, ist er mit dem Auto nach Hause gefahren und wurde von der Polizei gestoppt. Und dort musste er also in ein Röhrchen pusten und es war null. Also er hatte keinen Alkohol nachweisbar.
No trace of alcohol in my blood at all.
Kein Alkohol im Blut nachweisbar. So we just can't drink alcohol doing this 1 minute before, and that's it.
Yeah, you can. You can actually win a bet in a bar that by doing that technique. Yeah.
Okay, Gerhard. Next time you're going to a bar, we're doing that.
Okay? With you. We both do. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be able to drink all the booze you want and not get drunk.
No, I haven't touched alcohol I don't drink alcohol. No, I did never. No, I can't. Do you drink alcohol, Billy? Can you drink alcohol?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
No, me neither. No.
I think it has a nasty taste. I don't like it.
No, me neither. I can't even smell it. I smell it and I feel like I'm going to throw up.
The Belgians drink wine, don't they? And they purify it the same way. Is that right?
What's that?
The Telosians drink wine, but they purify it in the same way. Is that right? So it's like a beverage, but they don't get drunk on it.
Their beverage doesn't have any alcohol content in it at all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Die Frage jetzt von Ted war, aus Telos, die würden auch Wein trinken, würden aber die Technik anwenden, um dann eben keinen Alkohol drin zu haben. Und Billy sagt, die haben gar keinen, also haben nie Alkohol in keinem Getränk.
And Paletta,
they don't put anything in their body that hurts the body at all.
I see. Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah.
Sie tun nichts, also sie nehmen nichts zu sich, was dem Körper schaden könnte.
And my guest here, Letta, she has also some healing techniques with. Could you explain about the cedar?
Oh, yeah. Here in Hopi, we use cedar for burning. What do you call it? Like a smudging from the local cedar trees.
Uh-huh.
That is our spiritual cleansing to take away any bad negativity. It's used in a lot of when someone passes away, that's our spiritual cleansing. So that way, you know, the person who has passed can move on and will not have any connection with you. We clean with that. We bless our homes with cedar. It's similar to like how people use sage, but it's been used here on Hopi for a very long time, even to boil it and to use the when it boils it becomes like a dark color, and even to clean ourselves with the boiled water. So that's what the Hopis use a lot. That's the mechanism.
Can you drink the cedar tea?
Yes. Like it's, yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, very little. To clean the inside of you. But we only use it during when we need to. It's not used on a very like daily purpose. It's like when you really have this bad negativity and you feel that you need to cleanse yourself, that's when we do it. So it's not like a everyday process. It's like when, oh, I, you know, something, I feel not right with myself today. So I'm going to, burn cedar today for myself and bless myself.
Nice.
Are you married? Do you have children?
I have two children. I'm not married. But I have
not married.
A daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a daughter. Her name is Sydney. She's 9 years old, just turned 9 in September. And then I have a 26-year-old son. His name is Caden. And children. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy them very much.
Did you? Have you been vaccinated?
Yes, I have gotten my Pfizer vaccinations, two of them. I was just talking to Ted here that although we have gotten our vaccinations, we're still careful wearing our masks because people are still catching the virus, although we have gotten vaccinations. So it hasn't completely gone away, and here on our reservation,
you know the you know the dangers of the vaccination. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I did it. I'm a school teacher. That's what I do now. I did work here for the village during the pandemic. The schools were closed, so the village hired me to help out. I have a past career of 9 years in emergency management. So I knew all the procedures, protocols to get help the village get started. So that way they knew how to establish their own safety procedures here. So that's how I met Ted was during that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ted, did you tell her the dangers of it for the girls that want to get pregnant?
I haven't had time. Actually, I got lost on the road here, and we started a little late. No, I haven't had time to tell her. No, if you want to tell her, go ahead.
Those who have taken the jab.
Oh yeah.
And have taken the vaccine. If they want to have children, they cannot.
Oh my gosh! I didn't. Yeah. No one has ever explained any of that to us.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
The vaccine is deadly. It will kill you. I will tell you that the vaccine, women who have taken the vaccine, the men who have taken the vaccine become sterile. It changes your DNA. Which is a bad thing.
Huh. Right. Billy, I just did a reading. Hope you don't mind to help you out.
Go ahead.
And I got a message that she actually took a placebo.
I would like to say that the spirit is much higher than this. What you say?
The vaccine. Yeah.
Well, in some cases that's true, Gerhard. I agree. Billy's a healer. He can do a little healing on you now, I'm sure, if you like.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. I want you to count from 5 to 1. I want you to say I receive. Then I want you to say from the goddess of my being, I am completely healed and I know it. Are you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. I am healed.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
I am completely healed and I know it.
I am completely healed and I know it.
So be it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
You feel that warm sensation going into your body right now?
I felt it. Why I saw it.
Yeah. Very good.
I do. I believe.
Very good.
I want that.
But people, the warn girls that are wanting to have children, do not get the vaccine because you will not bear children. Hmm. That's the agenda of the government to depopulate the planet Earth.
Wow. Yes. So many things. So many things they do.
That's the real agenda.
Yeah.
You look at Native American history. I mean, I'm part Cherokee myself, world member. And look what they did to the Cherokee in the 1830s. They drove them out of their homeland. They tried to kill them off. This is just an extension of that, except mm-hmm. this time it's global. So.
Yeah, it is global.
Yeah, it is global. But that's why I think radio programs such as mine and alternative media is so important, because it gives people the information they don't get on mass media. So
yeah,
I'll pause for a moment. Let Saskia translate. Sorry, Saskia, I didn't mean
that. That's a lot to translate. Wow.
Okay, I'll try. Also, wir hatten noch mal gesprochen jetzt über das Rein. Tun Sie das, indem Sie Zeder verbrennen, vor allen Dingen, wenn jemand verstorben ist und dort bestimmte Bande noch zu lösen, wird Zeder verbrannt. Es gibt auch Zedern-Tee, der wird nur dann genommen, wenn man zum Beispiel das Gefühl hat, ist belastet mit negativen Energien oder es ist irgendetwas anhaftend, dann wird Zedern-Tee gekocht. Genau, und wir sind jetzt über dieses Thema, hat Billy gefragt, ob unser Gast hier geimpft ist. Und sie ist zweimal geimpft. Und er hat ihr jetzt erklärt, dass vor allem, wenn Frauen geimpft sind, unfruchtbar werden und Männer steril. Und er hat jetzt mit ihr eine Heilung gemacht. Die Heilung, wie er das eben macht, 5-4-3-2-1 und halte. Und sie hat es auch gut gespürt jetzt für sich. Ich glaube, es ist wirklich ganz neue Information und es ist nicht einfach, sowas zu hören zum ersten Mal und damit umzugehen. Aber ja, mal schauen. Ich wünsche es ihr sehr, dass Billy hier sie unterstützen konnte in ihrer Heilung. Ja, that's it.
And also translate and let them know that if you are a woman and you are married and you're trying to have children, do not, I repeat, do not take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will not be able to bear a child.
Okay. Wenn du eine Frau bist und gerne noch Kinder haben möchtest oder Kinder haben möchtest, dann lass dich nicht impfen, denn du wirst nicht in der Lage sein, ein Kind auszutragen, wenn du diese Impfung hast.
Men become sterile and women become infertile.
Also Männer werden steril und Frauen unfruchtbar. I have seen pictures of babies that were born from mothers. They have received a jab during their pregnancy. And these children, they had several arms and they were like, they look. Is this true? Is this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, deformities.
Okay.
And the children do not survive. They do not live.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a story on Telegram, I think this morning, just came out of England, where scientists there have found that within the shot itself, that there's artificial intelligence that lives off aluminum. And that they've been multiplying, laying eggs, and creating whole families of this very strange, totally alien technology that multiplies within people's bodies.
Yep.
And there have been a second part of that is there have been autopsies in Germany of people who've taken the shot, then they die of COVID because the shot contains COVID, creates COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, autopsies have been done, not in the United States, in Germany.
No, of course not. God forbid.
Every single organ had millions of these little nanobites, alive entities, that which were appropriating within the bodies. It sounds like something out of Frankenstein, a Frankenstein movie, you know. Yeah. You know.
It was it this article? Let's see it. I will read the shocking reality of hijab. It's worse than, you know. I have published, I have shared it on my Telegram group canal or whatever you say. And people didn't believe it. Alien life forms found in the wax. They are multiplying. I shared this some days ago. And there was some reaction that said, no, that's not possible. I don't believe it. That's not. Yes, I do believe it. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I believe it.
They actually found proof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's part of the depopulation agenda.
Right.
That's crazy. But also, das möchte ich jetzt mal kurz. I want to translate it, Ted. Ich möchte es mal kurz übersetzen. Also, was Ted jetzt angesprochen hat, was er hat heute gelesen, dass eben in der Impfung Stoffe gefunden wurden, also Lebensformen, Alien-Lebensformen entdeckt wurden, die sich im Körper verteilen dann, also vervielfältigen und dort sogar ihre Eier ablegen. Und die ernähren sich vom Körper selber, aber vor allem auch von diesen Verklumpungen, Blutverklumpungen, wo sie dann drin sitzen. Man hat da ein Gehirn aufgeschnitten und hat es direkt im Gehirn diese Verklumpungen gesehen. Ich habe das auf meinem Telegram-Kanal Neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten. Wer das sich mal anschauen will, da habe ich diesen Artikel drin. Den habe ich geteilt schon vor ein paar Tagen mit Fotos, mit Beweis dazu, also mit Bildern auch und Belegen, dass das eben real ist. Also viele haben, jetzt haben einige jetzt geantwortet und gesagt, das glaube ich nicht, das kann nicht sein, das ist einfach zu abgefahren. Ja, aber nur weil ich es nicht glauben will, heißt nicht, dass es nicht so sein kann.
Yeah.
We probably have another.
That's crazy.
35,
40
minutes to go.
Another thing. Another thing is that when I was in Area 51 and I was reading the dossier about the Code 19, which was the plan put together by it's called the depopulation agenda, and then depopulation plan. At the top of the form of the dossier, in red numbers, 666. Now, what that means is that according to the Bible and in Revelations, it talks about you're not able to buy, you're not able to sell, you're not able to buy bread or for any food unless you have the mark. And if you think about it, the COVID-19 epidemic or lockdowns or whatever they're doing is going along the same line as the 666. You can't buy or sell. You can't fly unless you have a vaccine. You can't buy anything unless you have a vaccine. You can't go to a restaurant unless you got a vaccine. This is ridiculous. But that's all in that plan. So you're in your tribulation, guys.
Also was Billy gerade sagt, damals als er noch bei Area 51 gearbeitet hat oder war, da gab es ein Schreiben, das nannte sich Code 19, der Entvölkerungsplan. Und dort wurde genau schon beschrieben, was jetzt eben stattfindet. Also das war ein Plan für die jetzige Zeit, für das Jahr 2020. Und auf dem Dossier gab es diese Zahl 666. Sie steht wohl in der Bibel für, man darf ohne diese Kennzeichnung des Beasts nichts mehr tun. Ne? Und die Impfung gilt ja sozusagen als die Mark of the Beast. wer die Impfung nicht hat, kann eben nicht einkaufen gehen, kann nicht irgendwo hin, der kann nichts mehr tun. Und ist eben genau das, was er damals schon gelesen hat, ist jetzt das, was wir erleben. Wir sind also, es läuft noch.
Ja, aber dieser Plan geht ja nicht auf, oder? Das ist ja nur, das wird wieder unterbunden, dieser Plan.
What?
No.
This is just a plan. It's not that it comes over the planet.
The plan was for it to be implemented in the year 2020. COVID-19 was COVID-19. Mm-hmm. In reality, mm-hmm. it was created by the secret government of the United States. It was sent to Wuhan, China, to hone it and to bring it to fruition. And then it got away from them.
But as I know, this plan will not go forth because it will be stopped now.
Yes, it will be stopped by the Galactic Federation.
Mm-hmm. Also dieser Plan wird gestoppt werden von der Galaktischen Föderation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more like a genocide plan because they're under the false impression that the Earth can only sustain a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. And the Earth has over 8 billion in it now. So the thing is, they want to diminish the population of the Earth to reach that certain number that they feel the Earth can sustain people to live. And that's a lot less than 8 billion people.
Yeah. Also dieser Plan läuft ja unter der falschen Annahme, dass die Erde nur eine bestimmte Anzahl an Menschen halten kann. Und darauf soll es ja hinauslaufen, dass eben von den über 8 Milliarden, die sich auf der Erde heute befinden, ich glaube, es sollen um die 500 Millionen Menschen sollen übrig bleiben. Das ist wohl das, wovon eben dieser Tiefstaat ausgeht, dass das für die Erde
ausgeht. The Cabal, or secret, the secret government is called, the Cabal, they're doing this last-ditch effort moving toward the end of the year because they know their time is limited. They know their time is almost over. And so they're doing the last-ditch effort trying to get everyone vaccinated so they can control them. Mm-hmm. And it's not working mm-hmm. because the people are rising up against them. They're telling them, we're not going to go for this. The U.S. military have already told their superiors, sorry, wrong answer. We're not going for it. Okay. Translate.
Okay, also dieser Plan, die Kabale, was sie eigentlich jetzt noch erreichen wollen, ist, dass so viele Menschen wie möglich geimpft werden. Sie wissen, dass sie keine Chance mehr haben. Menschen weltweit stellen sich gegen sie, stehen auf und selbst das Militär arbeitet ja fleißig im Untergrund und überall und hält diesen Wahnsinn auf und es ist auch beendet. Aber sie versuchen jetzt trotzdem noch so viel Schaden wie möglich anzurichten. Aber es ist vorbei, es ist vorbei. Die Menschen werden in großen Mengen wach.
Ja. Yeah.
Billy, you always
What's going on, Ted?
I was just saying, I wanted to tell you that you have always the most amazing insights, and I always learn something every time I talk to you. It's like opening up a book that I've never read before, and it's fascinating. And I have a lot of compliments, all of us here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on today. It's always an amazing gift to talk to you, my friend.
As I know, everybody can be healed also from the vaccine.
Yes, with off-world intervention, you are correct. I don't know if I have time to bring my father through or not.
Please. I just say yes.
I have his phone number somewhere around here. I could look for it if you want.
You're a funny person.
He hasn't had his happy meal today.
Well, thank you, Billy. I know that I am cured from the vaccine just by the prayer that you've given me today.
Wow.
You're about to hear my father, who happens to have, he will have a different voice than myself. It is more, it has a accent to it. I can't put my finger on it, but it does, there is an accent there.
Yeah. Anyway,
but the next voice you hear will be my father.
Wir bringen jetzt Soha, oder Soha kommt jetzt zu uns.
Did he say I have an accent?
He will have an accent. Okay. You'll see.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
We're wonderful. Thank you so much, Sora, for asking.
Hi. Indeed. And how are you, beloved princess?
I am having a beautiful day today. Thank you.
Do you know why I said beloved princess?
No.
Because in your what you term as your past life, you were a Hopi princess.
Thank you. Wow.
Indeed.
Wow.
Of which you still are.
Thank you.
Indeed.
I try to be a great, wonderful, nice, caring, loving person to everyone. That's who I am.
It's in your nature.
Das kann übersetzen.
Ja, also Soha hat ihr gerade mitgeteilt, dass sie in einem letzten Leben war sie eine Hopi-Prinzessin.
Right. Indeed.
Right. Great. Wow. And Gerhard, what was he in his last life? Who was he?
Gerhard? In one of your past lives, you were just termed as a advisor to the Tsar.
What is this?
How interesting.
An advisor to the Tsar.
Ein Berater für die Tsar. Who is it? Die Tsar.
Russian leader, Russian royalty.
Indeed.
Ein Berater für einen russischen König.
Tsar Nicholas.
Ach, Tsar Nicholas. Ach, für einen Tsar und Berater eines Tsars warst du. Wow. In einem deiner vorhergehenden Leben.
Okay.
You were an advisor to him.
Berater.
Maybe I can talk Russian.
You probably can.
Try.
My last life was in Germany. I do speak Russian, so some in there. We have a question from Andrea here in my audience, and I'll bring the camera over to Andrea real quick.
All right.
And there's Andrea there. Hi. In the middle.
Hello.
Hi Zora.
How be you this day?
I be fine because I'm with you and everyone here.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, I wanted to ask, what can we all do, or what can I do? What can I do?
About what?
To with everything going on, and to help this all go to the right side, to the side of ascension for everyone. And
well, as you know, no one dies; everyone ascends. There is no death. You need to remove that from your vocabulary.
Yes.
No one dies. Everyone ascends.
Yes. Yes.
You have one of two ways to ascend. You ascend with your body or you ascend without it. There's only two ways to ascend.
With our body.
If that is your choice, that's the way you shall go. If it is not your choice, what you call your higher self, then you will go the other way. But it is totally up to you.
And what can I do, or what can we all do to make this planet change the direction of what's happening?
Live in peace.
Live in peace.
Love your fellow man. Live in peace with all life forms.
That's how
you change.
Thank you. Can you tell me how Gaia ascended? How did Gaia do it? Gaia's in the fifth dimension now or higher. How did Gaia go from the third dimension to the fifth dimension?
It was her destiny to do that.
That's correct.
Gaia meaning Terra Christa.
Yes.
Terra Christa is the right name for the earth.
Terra Christa.
Terra Christa.
Terra Christa, thank you.
Indeed.
Well, Zora, I think, and Billy, I think all of us need to remain strong and positive as well. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff.
Of course. There. Absolutely.
It's a mistake, I think, perhaps to get too depressed about things. But remember that we have God helping us.
Remember, you're gods and goddesses.
That's true.
You know, God is not helping you. You are God and goddess. You do not need the help. You're already gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. Once you fully realize that, your life will change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Also ich will übersetzen kurz. Die Frage war gerade, was kann man selber tun, damit es jetzt in den Aufstieg geht für einen selber? Und aufsteigen tut jeder, entweder mit oder ohne Körper. Die Wahl liegt bei jedem selber. Wir hatten darüber schon gesprochen. Jeder entscheidet das individuell für sich, vor allen Dingen, was das Höhere selbst entschieden hat. Aufsteigen tut jeder. Und die Frage, was können wir tun, um jetzt dem ganzen Aufstieg noch unterstützend zur Seite zu stehen, indem wir in Frieden leben, in Frieden mit allen Menschen um uns herum, mit allen Lebensformen. Und die Frage noch für Gaia, der richtige Name Gaia ist Terra Christa. Und es war ihr Schicksal, jetzt aufzusteigen, oder es hat ja schon begonnen, sie ist ja eigentlich schon aufgestiegen, eben den Weg zu gehen von der 3D in die 5D. Genau. Und die Erinnerung immer noch von Zora, nicht vergessen, jeder ist Gott, Göttin. Jeder ist Gott, Göttin. Hat er in sich, ist nichts, was er im Außen sucht, sondern was wir im Inneren haben und sind. Okay.
Wonderful. Wow, what an incredible show today.
Indeed.
What an incredible, beautiful show. Really, I hadn't expected this, but this was great.
What a gift. Zora, how are you doing? I always wanted to, sorry, Ted. Can I ask something to Zora?
Go ahead.
You have been here on Earth or within Earth since many, 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 many years. And have you watched all this, what that was going on Earth when the dark forces came in, changed the way of life on Earth? Humanity fall down and now is ascending again. You are watching it, and how you feel about it? What is what you feel about? What you see? To experience it.
Sad. It is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Man was never meant to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Never meant to what you call have their DNA altered. It was never meant to happen, but it did. But now we are picking up the pieces, trying to put it back into balance. And that's what we are bringing about now, is balance onto the earth. Terra Christi has already ascended into a higher plane of existence, but the people upon her must catch up.
And it will?
Oh, they will. It will take time. It will take a bit of existence, a little more existence before they fully are transformed back to the way they were, but they will.
Okay. And you said before the end of the year, there may be the galactic
disclosure. Galactic disclosure is slated before the end of the year.
Okay.
What will happen then?
What will happen then?
Yes.
The way it will happen, you may be at home watching your TV or watching a football game or watching a baseball game or whatever, and then suddenly your TV will become snowy, and there will be an image that will appear, and that image will be Sananda. You term him as Yeshua.
Jesus.
Understand, he will be announcing the arrival of the Galactic Federation. Actually, in reality, the Galactic Federation is already here, but they're cloaked in your atmosphere, in your orbit around your planet. Once they have been given the go-ahead from Source, they will reveal themselves, and every eye shall see them, no matter where they are on the earth. You can be out in the outback of Australia. You can be out in the wilderness of India or wherever in Africa. But if you do not have communications, such as a TV or radio, or then you will see the image in the sky, in the clouds. Every eye shall be viewing Sananda. The message that will be given is that they are here, and they are here to reform the entire planet. And they will be doing that. There will be no chaos. There will be no panic. They are already in the process of subtly bringing about the approval of the event. So you'll know when it happens, because everything will change. And the media will not be able to stop it. The government will not be able to stop the broadcast. Nowhere will they be able to stop it. It will go through no matter what. And that's when your lives will change, literally.
Yeah. And all this year.
That is what it is slated for.
Okay.
Remember, last year it was slated before the end of last year. But it is also slated for the end of this year. And if everything goes according to your divine plan, then it will happen before the end of the year.
Wow.
This is what we are pushing towards now.
And I've wondered why the negative elements, like where I live in Washington State, Boeing, all these different corporations, some negative governments, have given a deadline, like, I don't know, November 1st, December 1st, to get their employees, taking the poison shot. And I've wondered why that date? And because they know their time is limited. And if they don't they're not going to be able to do it at all.
That is correct.
Now it makes sense. Yeah.
But also understand, when the galactic disclosure occurs and the healing pulse goes out globally, all the effects of the vaccine will be gone.
Really? Wow.
Will be gone. I told you, intervention from Galactic Federation is all that's going to completely reverse the effects of the vaccine.
Okay.
When the galactic disclosure occurs, and the word is given for the healing ships to decloak, and they send out their pulse, and all the nanobites will instantaneously dissolve. All of the effects of the vaccine will become inert.
Wow. Great.
Translate.
Yep.
Bitte.
Ja.
Danke.
Und zwar, Gerhard wollte jetzt wissen, wie das denn aussehen soll, die galaktische Ankündigung, die ja noch für dieses Ende des Jahres, wenn alles nach göttlichem Plan verläuft, stattfinden soll. Und das wird also so sein, dass auf allen Laptops, Handys, Tablets, Fernsehern das gleiche Bild erscheinen wird. Es wird also ein Totalausfall sein und es wird ein Bild erscheinen, und zwar das von Sananda, das Gesicht von Sananda, Lord Sananda. Wir kennen ihn ja als Jesus. Wer kein solches Gerät zur Hand hat, der wird dann das Gesicht von ihm in den Wolken sehen und er wird die Galaktische Föderation ankündigen. Das wird weltweit gleichzeitig stattfinden. In diesem Moment, wenn das passiert, gibt es ein Startsignal an all die Schiffe, die sich bereits in unserem Orbit befinden oder nahe der Erde, die dann eine Heilwelle losschickt um den gesamten Planeten. Und diese Heilwelle wird dafür sorgen, dass alle Menschen mit einem Schlag gesund sind, dass also auch Glieder nachwachsen werden, zum Beispiel ein verloren gegangener Fuß oder Hand. Das alles wird, jeder Mensch wird sozusagen in seinen perfekten Urzustand gebracht und die Nebenwirkungen der Impfung, all die werden aufgehoben. Also alle das, was mit der Impfung jetzt in den Körper gelangt, wird eliminiert. Und das ist doch mal, das ist großartig.
I have a gentleman here named James, a very spiritual man. He asked a question early and I told him to take a number and wait, and his number has just come up. So so anyway, here you go, James.
Okay. Like in any wars, right? Yeah, people die in the wars, that we are in the war right now.
Right.
And like people saying, if you take a vaccine, you are not allowed to ascend. I don't quite agree with it because I have a family. They are pretty spiritual people, but they have to take a vaccine. So I think they should be okay, right? I mean,
if you have a strong constitution, you will survive the jab. If your constitution or your immune system is weak, you will not survive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I believe so. A lot of people die in concentration camp. Those people will come, allowed to come back and reincarnate. And not say you die of a jab, people take a jab and you're not allowed to ascend. That's kind of too harsh for me.
Well, understand that the purpose of the jab or your vaccine is to depopulate the planet. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
If they were able to succeed it, what you call the Galactic Federation, do not have their disclosure this year, which is not which is not in the plan right now at all. It is slated to happen before the end of this year, because the Galactic Federation is not going to allow the dissemination of the planet Earth at all. They've already stopped what you call nuclear capability on the planet. No country has a nuclear arsenal that is active. They have all been neutralized completely. You will never have a nuclear war, ever. It cannot be allowed. And the reason for that is if you were to have a nuclear exchange, it would cause difficulty over existence in Hollow Earth as well, because you have two great openings in your world, the North Polar Opening and the Southern Polar Opening. Over time, the radiation would find its way into Hollow Earth and cause problems there. So it cannot be allowed. So therefore, it cannot be allowed on the surface either. That is why they have rendered all nuclear weaponry inert. They have completely and totally removed all of the arsenals, Yucca Valley, California, Minsk, Russia, and those are nuclear stockpiles, have all been rendered inert.
I just saw news recently that China launched a hypersonic nuclear missile test recently. Just about 2 days ago, everybody was shocked. They got the technology to do that. I think the reptilian somehow still helping them, right?
I didn't understand you.
Okay. What James showed me an article 2 days ago, maybe it's fake news, but where the Chinese have just tested a supersonic nuclear missile.
Hypersonic.
To circle the Earth with a nuclear bomb, that they could destroy any planet they want on this Earth. And people say that it's from the reptilians, of course, who are helping them. The Chinese, of course, have a reptilian government. Is this fake news? Fake news, huh? Is that to make us go into a war with China? Is that what they want to do?
They're trying to do that, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Because they have lost the capability of firing any nuclear weaponry.
I see. Okay.
By some fluke, able to launch a missile, it would be neutralized immediately. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wir haben jetzt gerade nochmal darüber gesprochen, über die Gefahr eines Krieges, vor allen Dingen auch auf was ein Nuklearkrieg angehen könnte. Besteht nicht, denn alle nuklearen Arsenale weltweit wurden bereits schon vor langer Zeit deaktiviert. Es gibt keine einzige nukleare Waffe, die funktionieren würde. Das ist also unverboten. Da wachen die Galaktiker drüber, aber auch die aus der hohen Erde. Denn auch für sie würde es Konsequenzen haben, denn im Süd- und Nordpol haben wir die Eingänge zur hohen Erde. Sollte es zu einem nuklearen Krieg kommen, dann würde das auch in die hohle Erde gelangen können und würde dort für viel Schaden sorgen. Und deswegen ist es auf keinster Weise erlaubt. Und alles, was an Medien berichtet wird, jetzt von irgendeiner hypersonic nuklearen Waffe aus China, das ist also Falschinformation, das ist nur gemacht, um einen Krieg zu verursachen oder einen Krieg herbeizuführen. Auch das wird nicht gelingen.
Understand Korea, South Korea, North Korea. North Korea tried to launch two missiles. One was going to Guam and one was headed toward Hawaii.
Right.
Both of them fell into the ocean. They were retrieved by our ships.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also Nordkorea hat zwei bitte?
Missiles. Missile-Raketen, ne?
Ja, zwei Bomben oder zwei Raketen losgeschickt. Und die sind aber beide ins Wasser gefallen. Also eine sollte Hawaii treffen und eine Guam. Und die sind beide ins Wasser gefallen. Darum haben sich haben wohl die Schiffe aus der hohen Erde abgefangen und
Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un?
Of
North Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
He tried to launch those two missiles.
Yeah.
They failed.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they were not allowed to complete their flight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is the same with what you term as near-Earth objects, asteroids striking the Earth. Mm-hmm. That cannot be allowed either. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, there was one that exploded over Russia. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
No.
No.
It was on the on the news about an asteroid that exploded over Russia.
That's right. I remember it.
And it imploded. What happened that day was my ship was dispatched to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We caught up with it. We dematerialized in the center, turned a force field on full, dematerialized and exited out the front. A moment later, it imploded. The news airways said it was about the size of a Volkswagen. Wrong answer. It was 150 miles in diameter. Had it struck your planet, you would not be talking now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also ich weiß nicht, ob sich jemand erinnern kann. Sohas.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah.
Type in Russian meteor. And you will see the video slowed down, shows an object going through the tail and reappearing out the front. That was my ship.
Wow.
We were dispatched to eliminate the threat to the Earth.
Okay.
Why would we allow you peoples to decimate your surface of your world? It will not happen. Mm-hmm. The entire Earth, Terra Christa, is slated for total ascension. We cannot allow the decimation of your planet at all. Mm-hmm. Because you're all slated for ascension.
Hey, wow, it's 11 here.
I know, we talked it. Just one more. I'm
interesting.
Vaga, bitte. Here. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for being here. I just have a quick question.
Indeed.
If I see a cloaked ship up in the sky, and with my intention want to establish contact telepathically, do the benevolent beings have the capacity to pick up that signal?
Of course.
Okay.
It would also help if you have a
We missed what you said. Could you repeat, Cora?
It would also help if you had a crystal Lemurian headband.
Oh, wow. How do I get one of those?
I'll explain to her how to get one.
Okay. This device will enable you to have your third eye opened and to keep it open. And it will give you the ability of sight to see the ships in their entirety and not cloaked.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Thank you. And just another add on to that.
And then we're done.
Are most of the malevolent ships, have they been kicked out of our atmosphere at the moment?
All of them have.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you.
Only ones allowed in this region of space are benevolent.
Awesome. Oh, and I had an experience recently where I passed two Sherwin-Williams trucks outside of Reno, Nevada, and they're paint trucks. And on the logo said, paint the earth, and it had red paint coming across the earth. And I got a psychic hit that they weren't just carrying paint in those trucks. And so I wasn't too sure what to do. We ended up passing them. And I basically got the message that they were trafficking human beings in the trucks. And I just put a call out telepathically to the Galactic Alliance to intercept them. And then 2 hours later, I saw a military chopper low flying, going in the opposite direction back towards the trucks. And I'm just wondering if my call was received and if
they were intercepted.
Okay.
And searched.
Okay.
That's very good news. That's what I thought.
Cool.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Indeed.
Excellent. We'll use Saskia, the Q interview. We'll still do it. We'll run it on the next program, maybe November 1st. Is that a good day for you all?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just the day before my birthday. So anyway.
Ah.
I turned 16 then. So.
Ted, when you meet with the elders. Ted.
I'm sorry, yes.
When you meet with the elders. Okay. If you can, call me.
All right, I will. I will. Yes, I will. You accept collect calls, or how are you? Does Billy have your phone number?
Call Zareya.
Okay, I will.
Could you send me a headband?
A what?
This crystal headband.
Me send you one? No.
There's no postal services between Telos and the surface. But I know how to get one. And when you're older and more mature, like maybe tomorrow, I'll tell you how to do it. No problem. I'll just get to the internet. I'll be happy to do that for you. And Saskia and you know, all of you, I'll be happy to let you know how to do it.
I would like to get the post from Inner Earth.
There's no post.
A little package.
From Hollow. No post from Hollow Earth.
No. But Christmas is near.
Yeah.
Ask Santa to bring you one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And Santa is real, right, Billy?
Absolutely.
Santa is real. I saw a picture of him. Yes, and he has a lovely wife.
You wish to see him?
Yes.
One of the members of our group. It looks like Santa Claus.
Or Yeshua.
Yeah. So.
I wondered when the disclosure comes, the galactic disclosure, then will it be like this, that we all start to clean the oceans and the landscapes, and this, we will do this all together? Yes. Human and galactics?
Yes.
Just
about the earth and
what
it wants, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Spiritual.
Okay.
Okay. This is the real Santa.
Ah, it's you with a beard.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great.
Can you see it?
Yes, I can.
Very clearly?
Yes, yes. Very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Can you send it to Ted? And Ted, you send it to me. I want to send to show it my children. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can do that.
Living? Where is he living?
Halfway around the North Polar opening.
Okay, great.
Cool. That's great. Well, wow.
On behalf of all my listeners worldwide, thank you so much for coming on today, Billy, and all your wonderful help. Saskia, you always do such a fantastic job. I'm going to have to double your salary, I think.
At least
maybe 10 times. Gerhard, thank you so much for all your help today too, my friend. Look forward to seeing all of you back on November 1st. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you. Sarah, all together.
More question that just came in. I don't know. It's a last minute thing. What percentage? What? Go ahead and ask.
Minute question.
What? I'm just curious. What percentage of the Earth is undisclosed to humanity? Has been hidden from us.
What percentage?
Yes. Like, are there hidden continents that have been kept from us? Regions of land.
Yes, the hollow Earth.
And anything on the surface?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Thanks. That's a simple one.
War das auf Deutsch? Bitte übersetzen.
Na, sie wollte wissen, ob hier auf der Oberfläche Kontinente sind, die wir vielleicht nicht sehen können, die versteckt wurden vor uns.
That woman who just spoke, in her past life, she was a mermaid.
Ah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Beautiful.
That's great. That's great.
What have I been in my last life?
What?
What have I been in my last life? What have I been, a mermaid or a dragon or a fly or
a worm?
You have been both a dragon and a mermaid.
Wow. A long time ago.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I was a hobbit.
Indeed.
Indeed. Oh, wow.
On the beautiful Hopi reservation here with my friends and all my part of my spiritual group, I want to wish everyone a beautiful and happy day. And again, thank you so much for listening and supporting. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit show. If you'd like to contribute to support us, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Wonderful. So, yeah, I don't want to stop, but...
Yeah, I know.
Should we?
We're going to go off and do some incredible things this afternoon, so I just want to send all my love to everyone around the world, and thank you again so much for all your fantastic help, Saskia, Gerhard, and Billy for being on, and Zora for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Zora.
All right.
Thank you, indeed.
All right.
Thank you, Gerhard.
I'll be the same. Tschüss.
Wonderful.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Uchū no kanata ni hikaru hoshi. Dokokara kite dokoe yuku no nan no tame ni ikite.
Radio Soul, the all.